Welcome back to Vodka Sofa and Lies. I'm Dan Morrison.
I'm Lisa Hamilton. I can't believe we're still doing this.
I know. We've made it past, I guess, a month, we could say.
We've actually committed to something for the first time in our lives.
Yeah, this is longer than any relationship I've ever had.
I feel sick about it.
Yeah. I can't believe I've seen you this consistently every Wednesday or Tuesday night. It's been crazy.
That's not that weird. We've known each other for like...
I see you every day at work. I don't know why. It was like trying to make... But like after hours, not always.
Yeah.
But it's lovely to have these moments.
Yeah. I don't... You guys probably don't know this, but once upon a time, Dan and I had a pash.
Oh, wow. We're just jumping straight into this.
Yeah, we had a pash and we've been friends for years.
Yeah.
But...
That's what Melbourne Cups do to you. Just fucks you up and then you're just making out with someone in a boardroom.
Yeah, in a meeting room.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
It birthed this podcast.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening below the table, though.
No, absolutely not.
Let me tell you, I love you, but I have zero feelings for you.
No, that's great. And that's a healthy relationship that we should have to continue this as well.
Okay, great. So yeah. Now
we've there's no wine involved tonight either, so it's definitely not happening.
For some reason, we've decided to do this sober.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So we apologize if it's not to your liking today with Sober Us, but...
But please keep coming back and following us on Instagram. You would have noticed that we're live now.
Vodka Sofa Lies, at Vodka Sofa Lies.
Yeah, we had this issue last week.
Yes.
And...
Like us on Facebook.
Yeah, not too many of you liking us on Facebook, but that's fine.
But
we'll get to you somehow.
Yeah, but we got our first winner of our first competition on Facebook, which was amazing.
Yes, so this is super exciting. The fucking pods have finally...
The Lisa Hamilton pods have finally...
We haven't
gone to a better home just yet, but we're going to get on that this week.
A lovely young lady called Molly has won them, and she said... The reason why she won them is because she was the only person who entered the competition.
Yes.
But she did mention her favorite part from the podcast, which was me turning Anne Hathaway into a cunt, which I don't know how I turned her into one.
Yeah, maybe you could argue that she was a cunt before you said your words. But
I'd like to think I've got that kind of power to turn people into cunts. I mean, I probably do. My parents would agree.
Lovely parents they are, though. I've met them.
So sweet.
They're
too
great.
Sweet for this world. What have we got coming up this episode?
So we cannot not talk about the Jordan Khloe Tristan drama because it is just consumed the world.
I'm over it.
You're over it already?
Yeah.
Well, now we're about to talk about it for like 15 minutes. So strap yourself in, young lady.
I've been dreading it all day, but it's I don't want to talk about it, but we have to.
Yeah.
We'd be remiss to not cover this in our podcast.
If we are talking about pop culture moments and we just like push this one to the side, it would be, we should be cancelled basically.
Yeah, I'd cancel myself.
Yeah. And then after that, I wanted to talk about this more than anything.
Yeah, you were quite firm about this.
Sheena Shea of Vanderpump Rules fame has just been in Australia recently.
Mm-hmm.
And she bumped into, in the offices of Kyle and Jackie O, Justin Lacko.
Yeah, I know how hard that was for you to not say Justin Flacco.
Yeah, because I don't think I've ever said it correctly before, but that was the first time.
Is something got wrong in your head?
Yeah, I know. Well, no, there's nothing right in my head. I've known that for a long time. You don't need to tell me. That's not new news, hon. But, yeah, Justin Lacko of I'm a Celebrity and Love Island fame, they've started DMing each other, but I just wanted to talk about that for a sec. And then do you want to tell us what the last subject is that's traumatized the nation?
Yeah, traumatized or turned on.
Okay, well,
the
up for
world.
Debate.
Kate Beckinsale, Pete Davidson confirmed that they're a thing. We'll unpack that later on.
What that means for the world now.
But let's do what I've been dreading all day is to talk about Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, cheating on her
with
Khloe Kardashian's younger sister's best friend, Jordan Woods.
Yeah.
That's such a fucked sentence.
But amazing at the same time.
So good. As the news came out, just because of the nature of what I do, I was completely immersed in this. So I actually called it work to cover this story in depth over the past week. I know everything and I found myself egging them on to like release another little snippet or one of the best friends to say something. And I wanted
How
more.
How were you egging this?
I was willing it.
Yeah.
I was willing
it
on.
Out into the universe.
I said, please give me more. I want Jordan Woods to be pregnant with
that
two babies from him.
Separately? Not even twins, just like impregnated twice.
Well, we don't know. She may have dual wombs, which is a thing.
That is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have like some ladies have two cervixes, some ladies have two vaginas, some ladies have two wombs, and you can be pregnant in each of the wombs at the same time.
Wow. And I've learned something today. That's great.
Yeah. And you didn't think you would pop
no,
into,
absolutely not. Every day I wake podcast. Up and I don't think I'm going to learn a damn thing, but here I am.
There's a lot for you to learn.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. There's a lot of life lessons that I have not taken on board just yet.
Have you ever cheated with someone that's like a close connection to a relative?
Wow. No.
Sorry for asking.
No, that was a really intense question, but no. I'm just trying to even like put that scenario in my head, like which friend. Oh, wait. It'd have to be a friend of the person you're with, isn't it?
Yeah.
But there are, like, people that when you've dated someone, you probably would fuck one of their friends.
Yeah. And it's just like a no-go zone. But you have gone there or?
No, I have not.
Okay.
But there are people that are attractive that you're like, oh, if I wasn't with this person, I probably would fuck one of their friends.
Yeah.
But you know it's a no-go zone after that.
But I haven't done anything that bad. Like, that's – they were – at the time, she was in a relationship with Tristan. Like, they were together.
But she shouldn't still be with him after the first time. Like, that first time was just, like, a fucking mess when he was, like, making out with those girls in the club and you could see them coming into the hotel room and leaving and everything. Like, it was clear, cut and dry. Like, you knew what the fuck was happening.
I did enjoy one tweet from someone after Chloe said, Jordan ruined my family.
Yes.
And this woman said, Sis, Jordan didn't ruin your family. Tristan was cheating on you when you were 7 centimetres dilated. It's on him.
Amazing.
And I thought, that's so true.
That makes me want to – I need to read my favourite tweet that happened during this entire saga as
this
well.
This is like we're reading old poetry.
I know. This, do you know what?
Pull this, a piece from Shakespeare.
This tweet is
Should go,
poetry.
Okay.
So it was the same tweet you're talking about where it was like, why are you lying, Jordan Woods? This was after the whole Red Table talk that she did with Jada Pinkett Smith.
Jada? Jada, why the fuck did you say it like that?
Because if I'm not going to get Justin Lacko's name wrong this episode, I need to fuck up another name.
Yeah.
So there we go. So but this is the tweet in the reply to Chloe calling out Jordan Woods saying, you ruined our family.
Yes.
So she says... This is Clarkisha Kent.
Don't.
Says, oh, shut
Why
up.
Why would you even try to
I can
say
read.
The name.
It is Clarkisha Kent. I'm not. This is not a lie.
That's
anyway,
bullshit.
So she says, oh, shut up, will you? You ain't care when Tristan cheated on you the first 51 times. You ain't care when he was sharing his Groupon peen with the world while you were pregnant with two truths and a lie. Trademark. Why do you care now? You're a bird, a whole pterodactyl. Which is just like love.
Wow. Like,
and it destroyed her. And everyone thinks this is the reason she came back out after she blamed Jordan. And
because
said,
Clarkisha.
Because Clarkisha
dragged
her to hell.
Clarkisha, who's fucking verified by the looks of it.
Yeah, she is.
Wow. Okay. Well, she should be verified.
It's
with
really
pterodactyl
hard. Yeah.
tweets like that.
Yeah, she actually got verified after this tweet.
Really?
I'm kidding. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But she should have been.
That's the
She
kind
should get two ticks.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. Energy we need to bring to our socials that we just do not put any effort into.
And beyond lazy with my socials, personal ones as well.
Hey, listeners, let the minutes show we're giving you bare min. So what was the fallout from that tweet? If like, did people just like jump in and be
Yeah, it was like hundreds of thousands of likes and stuff on that. Like everyone was just jumping on that. And everyone just says this is the reason like Chloe actually came out like crawling back going, no, it was Tristan that ruined the family.
Why is that like shade these days? Like what have birds and pterodactyls got to do with
it? I don't actually know what that meant, but I was very into it.
But it's so good.
Yeah.
And just to speak about maths, Ines called... Oh my god, it's been so long since we've spoken about it. The girl, the blonde girl, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Lizzie. When Ines was like, "Go away, you're a bird. You're just such a bird." I'm like, I didn't realize this is a thing.
That's amazing.
We're being shady and calling big birds now.
Well, yeah. In It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, that's the way the guys tease D. They was like, "You're a bird. Go away, you're a bird."
Fuck. Okay.
So maybe it's all the way from there. Who knows?
I'm probably going to, I don't think Ines is watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
She should be. It's a great comedy series.
Yeah, she should be doing a lot of things.
What did you think of Jordan's story at the Red Table talk with Jada?
Bullshit.
Yeah, it was just too
manicured and...
Yeah, just the whole, like, when she was saying, "Oh, my legs were, like, hanging over..." Like, I was sitting on the arm of the chair and his legs were over. Like, no, nothing is, like, orchestrated that well. No. Like, you were probably all over him on the goddamn couch. But if you're just going to, like, take it back to, "Oh, just our, like, legs were touching," like, fuck off.
And the way she described it, it was too over-explained. And, like, I'm terrible at maths. I actually can't count. But something didn't add up there.
Well, no, you're a true mathematician.
Yeah, it's like...
With this equation.
Yeah, it didn't add up there. And, yeah, for the first time in my life, I was right.
Yeah.
The numbers didn't... I don't...
And then the whole, like, leaving as well, like, at the end with the whole, like, it was just, like, when they were saying goodbye, it was just a kiss from him, like a peck almost. Kiss.
Yeah, okay. I call bullshit on that because she's... At the beginning of the interview, she was saying, I was fucked up.
Yeah.
Who are we to say if she was on the baggies or not? But, like, let's go ahead and assume, like, you're not going back.
She's on the baggies.
Yeah. So we can assume.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so she was fucked up and she was like, "I wasn't tipsy, I was drunk." And she did that to set it up to be like, I wasn't, you know, really of clear mind, but, you know, I was coherent. I'm sorry, when you're leaving, it's not, and you're that fucked up and you've had drapey legs on a couch or on him or on his dick, you're not toddling out of there and just like a gentle kiss.
Yeah, it's not
boyfriend
like a
is swallowing you whole 100%. And saying, "Don't tell Khloe Kardashian or I'll rip up your contract." And you know what? Contract got ripped up anyway, so bye-bye.
100%. He probably also, like, tongued the back of her throat as well.
Yeah, he went down in there, he slam dunked his tongue and went, "Oh,
love
cool,
a basketball reference.
You had quinoa porridge for breakfast. I just tasted it."
Is that a usual breakfast item for you?
I don't know. I just feel like that's probably what the Kardashians and their...
In that world, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I see that for them.
Sprinkled with a little Xanax on top.
Oh, well, I wish I had a bit of Xanax on top of my breakfast.
I've actually never had Xanax. Oh.
I don't really have breakfast.
We've each got our things.
Yeah, no. The other thing that I thought was hilarious when she did that red table talk with Jada...
Jada. Fuck.
What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like my brain is slowly decreasing with its power. See, like, even the sentence is not even getting out there. It's the drugs.
It's the week after Mardi Gras. I'll cut you some slack.
Thank
but you. But if you start talking like a fucking idiot next week,
you'll have to get a new co-host. I'm just going to, like, be out of here. I'll just be on the ground, like, shaking just a little bit. Yeah, no, that's fair. That whole red table talk, I couldn't get over Jada.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I really had to think about that. Saying that this whole drama involved three families, like that whole intro video trying to throw her family in with Jordan's family and the Kardashians, like, there is no link there. The link there is the show she's appearing on, but there is no link between the three families.
No. It's like, it's been a really tough time for Jaden as he promotes his ethical water line. Like, he's had to lie down. Like, no.
Oh, God.
He doesn't give a shit.
I miss his tweets.
Yeah, but so he's here. Like,
in Australia?
Yeah, next week.
Doing what? The ethical water?
The ethical water.
What's ethical about the water?
I don't know, maybe the packaging. And he's also trying to, like... To be honest, he's trying to do something good with his fame, which you can't say for a lot of, like, very rich.
Oh yeah, but I can also
celeb,
I'm like
children.
Allowed to hate on anyone doing good in the world as well if they're a celebrity.
Oh, 100%. And, like, don't try and promote water to me. I could drink it out of the tap.
Like, I'm aware of what it is.
Yeah, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah,
I slurp it every day. And you just looked at my bottle of water.
I literally just side-eyed Lisa's huge bottle of water that she definitely does slurp down next to me. Because when she walked in the room, I looked at the bottle. I was like, oh, no glass.
You fucking shaded me for my big bottle of water.
Yeah.
And you know what? Back off.
Yeah. I'm sorry for shading you.
Okay, so
I'm going to take a picture of you with a bottle that you drink out of.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe we could do it after we've recorded the podcast. Yeah, not
right now. I'm not holding my phone up pointing it at you right now.
Okay, so can we put this all to bed? Because I think, like, Chloe got so much shit for saying that it was Jordan who ripped her family apart. No one really believes what Jordan's saying.
No.
Jeffree Star has chimed in and said, you guys have been fucking for months. That's really grown a lot of legs, and people are like, yeah, that seems believable. That's where I'm at. Yeah.
And also just deal with all your fucking family stuff.
Take it offline.
Yeah.
I love that they put everything online, but if I was actually really close to these people, I'd be like,
you're fucking crazy. Like, shut up. Log off. Not at the moment.
No.
Sort it out.
But, you know.
She did not learn from the first time she kept it, like, so, like, closed off and everything.
Yeah.
And now she's just like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to, like, scream about this, like, to the hills.
You must be pretty fucked up in the head being that famous and having people know all about your shit, even if you're not talking about it, just having people to.
Oh, exactly.
So, you know, that'll be us one day.
Yeah, well, that's a stretch.
Huge stretch.
Huge.
But a stretch is my gym pants that don't have a lot of elasticity left in them anymore.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Or maybe someone might just send you a pair of pants at some point when you hit that fame.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We're up for Spawn.
Yeah. You can be like a Lorna Jane gal.
Nope.
No? Okay. No, not into that?
No, thanks.
Okay. Ooh.
I'm picky.
So we're definitely not getting a sponsorship from Lorna Jane because we've just trashed them.
We're not. Okay, so speaking of trash.
Sheena Shea.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you ever watch Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah, so I watched probably the early years, and so I know the kind of like main players. And
well, the main players have not changed over the years.
Well, I don't remember this chick.
You don't remember Sheena Shea?
No, I don't remember this chick. I remember the guy, Jax. Yeah, Jax, and what's the blonde one?
Stassi.
Mm-hmm. And I was particularly wrapped up when Jax said that he hooked up with Lindsay Lohan, and then she said, no. He's lying. Like,
yeah,
all people to tell you, like, Lindsay Lohan would just say, yeah, I fucked anyone, whatever.
Yeah, she wrote a goddamn list years ago and, like, said everyone she fucked.
But and, ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch, that hurts.
Yeah, the fact that she's thinking, fuck Jax, you are trash.
Yeah.
I'm going to deny this because this looks bad on me. Out of all the things that have happened to me over the years, all the bad moments, I am definitely going to go out of my way to deny this because you are pure trash to me and I do not want to be associated with you. Like, that's huge.
Yeah, so that hurts me when I heard that. But what's this? I don't remember her, but what's this bitch been up to?
Okay, so she has, over the years, released some terrible music. She was also the reason this show happened. So she was the link from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills into Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
Because she'd slept with Brandy Glanville, who was a Real Housewives.
Oh, no, I'm familiar.
Yeah. So she'd slept with her ex-husband and she was like the homewrecker and she works at the restaurant.
Okay.
And so she was a link when they had like a meeting and then she walked into the back of like Sir Restaurant and that's when like the backdoor pilot for Vanderpump Rules started and she was like the whole
link there. She's actually incredibly integral for one of the most famous reality TV series.
And if you're watching the latest season, she's not integral to anything and the producers are just trolling her at this point because she's just had a sad, like, relationship run through the entire show.
Oh, my God, and that's what she gets for starting the show.
Exactly. And the rest of the cast just kind of keep her to the sides as well. Like, they want nothing to do with her and they just, like, shade her a lot.
So
Poor thing.
Yeah. So do we feel sorry for her or?
She's made a lot of dumb decisions. We don't feel too sorry for
her. That's all right. That's okay. I just wanted to make sure where we stood.
Yeah. So she's in Australia at the moment promoting Vanderpump Rules and she stopped by old Kyle and Jackie O.
What a show. It's like you go through customs and then just actually
Kyle
straight
and
into.
Yeah, exactly. They're just a room off to the side in Sydney Airport.
Yeah.
And when she was there, she passed old Justin Lacko in the studio, like passing him in the elevator.
Okay.
And then they started DMing each other on Instagram, apparently, because she wants a piece of that.
Okay. And has he come out publicly and said
he's also said, he was like, oh, yeah, like we might meet up or something. So he said he was going back to Melbourne and then she was like, oh, maybe like we'll see him in the States or something. So She wants a piece of that.
I need something to happen here, though.
As in?
In Australia. I can't wait for it to, like, transpire.
No,
in
no, no. I want her to, like, fly down to Melbourne now and go, fuck that kid.
Could we arrange it?
Well, I can't pay for flights because I can barely afford to go anywhere myself. But, yeah, we can look into that.
Okay. Maybe I just would really like this story to develop.
Oh, absolutely.
So would I was just thinking about our Dina of the Week yes. award, which we forgot to give.
Yeah.
Would she get it?
I think so, because there's absolutely no reason you should be talking about this.
Yeah, right.
As in, there's no reason you should say you're trying to DM someone and you haven't even been successful yet. Like, you haven't even fucked someone and you're like, oh, yeah, we're DMing, we might meet up. Like, that's not, you don't tell people
you
that.
You need to run your mouth.
Desperado.
No.
And especially about Justin Lacko. Like, why are you, what are you, why are you, what's the saying? Pitching the flag to that ship. Sorry.
That's certainly not any saying that exists.
Okay.
But I like it.
Yeah.
Pitching a flag to a ship.
God, ooh. The old sayings don't go down well in my old brain. Like, they really just reject anything. I'm trying to piece together, like, a puzzle. And the thing is, I have different.
Oh, it's puzzling. Yeah, no, I'm fucking confused,
but the puzzles I'm trying to put together, they're all actual, like, separate pictures. And yeah. I'm trying to, like, slam the pieces together and they're not meant to.
I am so worried about what goes on in that little noggin.
Oh, my God. It's constant screaming and then just my normal thoughts of, like, trying to get through day to day. And it's just like, guys, shut up. Like, it's just, it's a lot.
You're such a lovely person, though. It just, like.
There's a darkness.
You should be more crazy.
Yeah. No, it's a shame.
Or you're just good at hiding it, I guess.
Do you know what I, like, scare myself with? When I'm, like, walking down Oxford Street and there's always that, you know, one, like, junkie or at least two or three.
Yeah, I'm like, what day are you getting them?
Yeah, exactly. They're just like screaming things out on the street.
Yeah, that's
and I always worry and I look and go, am I going there?
Oh, my God.
Is that my future?
Or do you ever think, I'd like to scream back?
Yeah, like my thoughts are loud as well.
A little Geppetto in my head just wants to go, yeah, fucking I'll get you, milk carton.
Were you there yesterday?
Yeah, that was me. I was wondering why you were ignoring me.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I just forgot back to the pods thing. I just realized, is it too late to go back to the pods?
Let's just go back quickly.
Okay, so I featured in Daily Mail today.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
And do you want to know, so it was a picture and they gave me one of those overwrought, like, gratuitous explanations as to what I was wearing at an event. But for fuck's sake.
No, they've done it again.
What did they call me, do you think? How do you think they referred to me?
I'm going to take a stab, and they probably described you as a beauty and fashion blogger.
Okay, so they said fashion and travel blogger Lisa Hamilton was also on hand.
Oh.
Stepping out in a yellow snakeskin mini skirt and pale yellow t-shirt with cuffed sleeves. I take offense to that for a few reasons. I'm not the fucking fashion and travel blogger. I'm some sad bitch from the Gold Coast. Please use that as my description. And pale yellow shirt. Pale?
What? How would you describe the shirt?
It's probably more like like a light fluoro green.
Light fluoro, okay. That's good to know.
But pale just like adds to the whole, how it's just so cutting.
I really can't wait till they fix their mistake and correct it to sad bitch from the GC.
Yeah, and I hope they do. Like I would be, that's where I feel more comfortable being referred to as that. And that's what I've worked hard to maintain, sad bitch from the Gold Coast.
Amazing.
Not fashion and travel blogger. Look at me. I look like a fucking condom most days.
Oh, my God. Like a used condom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like ill fitting.
It's been thrown on the floor. It's sad.
And everyone just walks around it.
Yeah.
But can't stop looking at it.
Everyone's like, ooh, someone needs to throw that away. It's not mine.
Okay, so sorry, I had to
say that's a good detour. No, but this whole like Sheena like going after Justin Lacko, I was trying to think of like other celebrity crossovers from like an Australian with like an American.
Yes.
And I couldn't help but think of Rob Mills and Paris Hilton. I because I was like, oh, I just need to remember that. So I looked it up today. And I was like, oh, let's just reminisce.
Those Pat pictures.
Those Pat pictures.
It's so good.
He did an interview with like M. Rusciano like a few years ago, and the shit he said, I lost it.
Have you got some quotes? Because I can't quite remember exactly what he said, but he did let fly. Okay.
So he said he was there with her the night her sex tape got released.
No.
Yes. And so this is what he said. So he was like by her side when the sex tape was released, and she said to him, I'm just downloading my sex tape. My lawyer is sending it to me, so I just need to look at it.
Fuck.
Then they watched it together.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
You're not going to be like, oh, yeah, download
I'm just going to face the wall right now like, while you watch your sex
sort
tape.
Sort out your legal issues. I'm just going to go raid the minibar. No, you'd watch that with her. And that's probably why they fucked.
And do you know what I thought was really smooth? So the first time he met her, he was at the Opera House. He offered to buy her a drink at a free bar. I thought that was great. It's sad, but great.
That's what you get when you pluck someone from obscurity and put them on Australian Idol and then they become a budding musical theatre performer.
Yes.
You get to rub shoulders with the likes of Paris Hilton.
Oh, that, and were they at the Melbourne Cup together? They just looked stunning.
Where she wore that hat. That low – well, he was wearing a fedora.
He was wearing the fedora. I thought she was.
Oh, my God, maybe they were both wearing fedoras.
Can you imagine?
No, wasn't she wearing that, like, rainbow low-slung thing? But, yeah, maybe there was a fedora involved and, like, a hair clip.
I feel like I saw a fedora.
Yeah, there was a fedora at play.
Yeah.
Which is, like, but great, you know?
My God.
What?
No, I'm just, like, imagining it. Yeah, no,
a weird fedora place.
Yeah, no, I just went up into my head and I was just like, ooh.
Ooh, yeah. We've actually got a couple floating around the office that we like to pop on from time to time.
I found out someone in our office actually thinks.
No. I don't want to hear it. I don't want you to finish the story, but do. But don't. But who? Will it make me change the way I feel about them?
Yeah, we won't shame them on here, but there is someone in the office that thinks a fedora on a man is attractive. And I said to her,
it's a lady that thinks, no.
Yeah, and
no,
I said,
no, no,
oh, no. I said, are you joking? And she went, no. And I was like, she goes, I think they look good. And I was like, you've got to be kidding. Like, I was like, that's one of the worst things someone could wear. Like, you've got to be joking. Because she was talking about her friend hooked up with a guy who was wearing a fedora. And I was like, that's a joke. And she was like, oh, no, like, oh I like God. Guys in fedora. And I was like, no. I was like, this is startling.
We've all got our thing, don't we? Fuck.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell me offline and I'll make sure I keep a huge distance from that person. Yeah.
You might also just sit it down and have a chat to her.
No, I don't want I don't want nothing to do with that. I've already got too much shit going on in my life.
Yeah.
Trying to keep my plants alive. I don't need to involve a fedora loving.
Trying to get your Daily Mail description changed as well.
Yeah. Okay, can we actually wrap this up? I need to go and email someone. Yeah. I got a strongly worded email. Yeah, that's true. I'll probably pull it up with our friend who works there. Yeah. He probably did it.
Yeah, he probably did it. He probably did it to troll you, our friend that works at Daily Mail.
And if that's the case, well played. Yeah, well done. Well played. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Now we've just recorded your breakdown.
So obviously, Millsy and Paris Hilton.
Iconic.
Super iconic. You mentioned another one earlier that really made me upset.
Yeah, I won't spend too much time on it because it is upsetting to talk about, but I forgot it even happened that Heath Ledger and Lindsay Lohan were a thing just before he passed.
But I don't think they really were a thing. I think he was on her list, right?
He was on her list, but she's talked about it. I don't know if we're not taking her word for it, but she said in like multiple interviews that she was like with him, just like she was going to visit him 3 days later after he like passed away kind of thing.
She also told Oprah she only did cocaine 10 to 15 times.
I think she...
when she was single-handedly keeping Colombia and Mexico afloat.
She was also just having vitamins after then as well.
Yeah,
so.
Keeping it pure. Yeah, that's upsetting. But he was also like probably dating Mary-Kate Olsen at the time.
Oh, the
Gemma Ward, the Australian.
Yeah.
I like that pairing better than although they're both Australian.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's been 20 years since 10 Things I Hate About You
was
released. Yeah. He died, but like
10 Things I Hate About You lives on.
Yeah, we still have that show. They actually all met up the cast in Hollywood to celebrate. And it was It was like nice, but also sad because, you know, when these teen heartthrobs, they kind of drop off and then they become like real humans and they don't, they just look like your neighbor. And I don't like that.
Are you saying that about Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
No, Joseph Gordon-Levitt would still get it.
What's that other guy? Oh, like the douche from
Keegan,
it.
Oh, Keegan.
Didn't you start a cult?
With the hot guy.
Yeah, the one that was like the douchebag, you know, that like drew the dick on the other guy's face.
Yeah, there's something weird there, but he was there.
Yeah, he started like a cult or something
that's
in Hollywood.
Cool. That's awesome.
Which I guess is that what you do when you don't have anything else to do, start a cult.
If it was a pussy cult back then, sign me up.
So
for him.
Okay, sorry. I thought you meant like you were going after one of the girls or something, like Julia Stiles or Larissa.
I'll reword that. I would have fucked him back in the day.
Yeah, okay. That's understandable.
Yeah. Didn't work that with the cult thing.
Yeah, no. I used to have the biggest crush on like Alex Mack, Larissa, that was in the movie.
She was there.
She
also looks like a mom.
Back in the day. She looks like a mom.
Yeah, Julia Stiles.
What is she doing?
I don't know, but Julia Stiles was not there.
Oh, okay. Too good.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she's just like, was too painful. But Bogie Lowenstein was there.
Oh, amazing. That's
like,
great.
Of all the cast to come back, he had literally two lines. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, I'll come along. Yeah.
My favorite Bogie Lowenstein line was, that must be Nigel with the brie. Like that moment just before everyone just like came into the house, that was just a moment to remember.
I've always wanted to know what happened to Bogey that night, because obviously his house was trashed. I reckon he I like to think that he eventually like went upstairs, found the naughty kids, found whoever was smoking bongs, started ripping bongs, and then really escalated with his experimentation, took a pinger, and then fucked 2 to 3 people from school.
Oh, I was going to say he joined into an orgy.
Yeah.
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 That's what I hope for him.
That's the story that kind of helps me sleep at night.
Yeah.
And it looks like probably he hasn't done that in his real life.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen the updated
Check out the pickies. I think he is probably truly teaching math somewhere.
Oh, so he looks like his character still.
Exactly. So great casting.
Good for him not changing.
Whoever you were.
Not everyone's about growth.
No. Okay, so fucking how good? 10 things I hate about you. 10 things I don't hate.
Oh.
These pictures of Kate Beckinsale, Pete Davidson, and Anthony Perowski.
Just horrifying.
Yeah. So for anyone who hasn't seen it, you're missing out.
It is a sight to behold.
It's as if these pictures should be in a museum somewhere.
Absolutely.
It's a renaissance.
It's up there with Justin Bieber getting choked in the club, like that whole image.
Exactly. So to set the scene, it's Kate Beckinsale. You might remember her from such films as
Underworld.
Fuck, I was going to just say I can't remember shit she's been in. Oh, Serendipity.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, which like makes everyone go to get those iced chocolates in New York.
Okay.
And Pete Davidson, who you might remember from
Ariana Grande's having
a huge penis.
Mm-hmm. BDE.
Who started the BDE movement, really.
Really.
And then his BDE title got taken away from him for saying a few problematic things. But anyway, he and Ariana Grande no longer. He's moved on to Kate Beckinsale. It's been rumored that they hooked up at Sundance.
Okay.
Which is weird. People just didn't quite believe it. Then they kind of like had some Twitter jokes here and there that maybe was alluding to the fact that they were boning.
Yeah.
And then they went along to this ice hockey game and straight up let the world know that they are indeed fucking. And you know how we know? They were just straight up making out tongue so much. Tongue.
It was aggressive.
Yeah.
It was like when you watch like cartoons and like people are making out and you see like the tongue circling around the cheek kind of thing, just to like accentuate it. It was that, but IRL.
Yeah. If Tristan Thompson was cleaning out Jordan Woods' insides.
Yeah, her tonsils.
Then Pete Davidson was going for a full rectal cavity blast out.
Well, full rectal cavity blast. Wow, that's an image that's really attacking me in the front of the head right now.
Yeah, if it's triggering, then it should, because that's what these images do.
Yeah. And who was sitting to the side of this couple tonguing each other to death was poor Anthony from Queer Eye looking on in disappointment.
Sadness. It was a deep sadness. Forlorn. Yes, yeah, so forlorn. And I just don't know why they did him dirty like that.
I think they're the type of couple that would just be, like, you know, that high school couple that were just making out no matter what, like, whatever the situation was, like that, you know, fresh love going, we're just literally going to almost fuck in front of you every chance we get, and we don't give a shit who's around.
Which also, was never me. I was always the Anthony in that situation.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice to know.
That I wasn't sexually advanced as a child.
No, yeah, but like at least you've
that
obviously...
That sounded so fucked up. Yeah, sorry, at 7 I wasn't getting fingered. Sorry, sue me.
So I just felt very uncomfortable. Lisa look like I actually don't want to respond to this. Thank you, I'm out.
Sorry, I mean, as a teenager.
You can find another co-host now. I can't actually deal with this.
You want to be so far away from what I just said.
Yes.
I'm not saying that's what happened to me, and I'm just – what I'm saying is as a teenager, I probably – you know, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 17, and I was like just experimenting slowly.
Yeah.
But I know exactly what you're talking about, those kids that just had to let everyone know
that they're fucking –
pashing.
Oh, pashing. Yeah. Actually, like a lot of kids weren't fucking, I guess, but – there was some aggressive grinding.
Super aggressive grinding. Anyway, why is Anthony there with the two of them?
Yeah.
They friends?
That's the other thing as well. I don't think they need to care about them actually like face fucking each other in front of Anthony because they probably don't know the kid.
Yeah. My biggest issue is if I'm Kate Beckinsale, why I wouldn't turn to Pete Davidson, I'd turn to Anthony and I would nosh on that knob. I would, straight there.
Straight down to the pants, to the crotch.
Yeah, I would I'd pop it in my mouth.
Yeah, and who wouldn't?
With that game going on, that's when I'd be like, I know when I was just saying before, like, oh, too much for a courtside game to be making out.
Yeah.
It, when it comes to Anthony, in that same
you
context.
You lose all inhibitions.
I would be like, buzz me. Buzz me to hell.
I'm right there
back.
With you. I'll tag team you. Once you've done going down, I'll just like.
Yeah. I'll go and get some popcorn and some refreshments and you
please.
Just jump on in
there. Yeah, absolutely. No breaks here.
Do we call bullshit on the relationship?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like Rebound 101.
Fuck. They get the Dina Award for this week. Can we give two?
Just fuck Sheena. Let's give it straight to this is attention seeking at its finest. Like, you know, there's a fucking camera pointed at you if you're a celebrity sitting like courtside at anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, at 100%, they're getting the Dina. Who do you think's more at fault? Pete. Pete's at fault.
I don't know, because I actually quite like Kate's social media presence. She's quite funny. She responds to people. Yes. But, like, what has she really done recently?
Not a lot. But then also, like, Pete's doing something very attention-seeking when he knows that everyone's looking at him after the whole Ariana.
Yeah. Do you reckon he's just trying to, like, stab the knife in a little bit
100%.
Further? 100%. So they're not even trying to promote anything. They're just trying to promote being a shitty person.
Well, yeah. Wasn't Ariana back with – not back with, but she was with Big Sean the other day?
Well, she was spotted with him. Spotted. But, like – who knows? Yeah. Who knows what's going on?
Well, he's definitely
one
upped her if that was his intention.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like I like that kind of behavior, actually. I've just turned full 180.
No. I love pettiness. Yeah. Pettiness is one of my favorite acts of celebrity.
Also, I went to a basketball game in America at the end of last year, and I went purely just to get some, like, courtside action, because I live for that
shit. As in, like, going down on the players, like you would Anthony.
No, I wanted to see some celebs.
Okay.
Sitting in the front row there, and I just thought, surely I'm going to spend, like, $150 to watch a game that I don't care about just so I can potentially see
a celebrity.
A celebrity or something.
It's like paying to go to the zoo and, like, hoping the lion's awake.
Who do you think was there?
Are we talking about...
I'm just going to tell you.
Yes.
It's Ellie Goulding.
Like, if you had given me I don't know, an hour to sit here and you guess some celebrities, I wouldn't have picked Ellie fucking Goulding because no one gives a shit about Ellie Goulding.
I know. But, like, they announced her.
Stop. Do they announce the celebrities at the game?
Yeah,
they announce the
celebrities. Yeah, fuck, they're Americans. They're ham. They're just like, yeah. Oh. So they announce them and it's celeb cam. And she stood up and turned around and waved to the crowd. Like, I died. I died inside. I said, sit down, Ellie Goulding. Why are you standing up? Why would you stand up and wave?
No.
And, like, she obviously didn't give a shit about the basketball game and I was so upset.
Well, you didn't give a shit about the basketball game either, did you?
No, but, like, I gave a shit about whoever should have been sitting in her seat, like a Kendall Jenner or whatnot.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
What a waste of time that was.
I
know.
I was fuming. I was so angry.
That's the thing. It's not even like a shit celebrity that you get some fun out of. It's like an offensive celebrity that is like, I have no interest in you whatsoever. You are just like nothing to the entertainment industry. I don't need you here.
But doesn't it annoy you that she stood up and waved?
Do they not usually do that? Do they usually just like,
I don't know, this is my first time.
I don't know. I didn't even know they announced the goddamn celebrities at the game.
Yeah, but I would have been like shy, coy. Like, no, like she stood up and encouraged people to like celebrate her celebrity. As you can tell, it's been really distressing for me.
It's like, it seems really traumatic for you. You're not doing well.
I want my money back.
Yeah, I want your money back.
Do you want my money full stop?
I would just love anyone's money. If anyone's got some money to send me, I'll like put up one of those like Venmo. Is that what you do when you send money to people?
I think that's in America, not here, buddy.
Yeah, but like I only consume media from America, so I don't actually know local things. Beam it to me.
Oh, yeah. Beam It is a great app with a great ambassador.
Oh, wow. Okay. He wouldn't listen to this.
Well, anyway, I think we... Okay, so just to summarize, I look forward to seeing where this Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson
goes.
Because I don't think this is the last we've seen of them.
It's going to be messy. And I'm here for every second of it.
Absolutely, because you know what our motto is? As long as there are other people in the world doing messy things, maybe then other people won't notice how messy we are.
Okay, that was a really long motto to live by, but I agree with every single word you said.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for listening back in, guys. I know we are super sarcastic and joke around all the time, but we actually really appreciate the couple of hundred of you that keep coming back and listening.
I'm not going to sign up. I just want to say we love you in general.
Yeah, we do love you. And we've set up these social platforms not only so we can make it big and hopefully make quite a bit of money.
Okay.
Just being honest.
Yeah.
It's also a space for you guys to let us know what you like, what you don't like, and if you want any guests. I am truly trying to get Ricky Lee on the show. So if anyone's got that sweet Ricky Lee Coulter
contact. We'd love to see what's happening in Ricky Lee's world.
Yeah, I really want to check back in on all of that Lady Gaga stuff. Yeah. So thanks for listening, and I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you and all of you guys. Wait, was I saying that to you?
No, you were saying it to I know you were looking at me when you said it, but yeah, you were saying it to them.
We're in love with you.
We're both in love with you, deeply, madly, truly.
Big sloppy Pete Davidson kisses.